a new feature on the Friday afternoon show, his sports report.
Okay, so in national, the NBA postpones camps and cancels 43 preseason games. This is from the New York Times. The NBA postponed training camps indefinitely and canceled 43 preseason games because it has not reached a new labor deal with players. All games from October 9 to 15 are off, the league said. Camps were expected to open October 3rd. The standings for baseball is in the American League in the East. New Yankees is first, then Boston, Tampa Bay, then Toronto, then Baltimore. In the Central Division, Detroit, then Cleveland, then the Chicago White Sox, Kansas City, and Minnesota. In the West, Texas, then LA Angels, then Oakland, and then Seattle. And then in the National League, in the East, there's Philadelphia on the top, then Atlanta, then Washington, and then the New York Mets. And then finally, Florida. In the Central League, there's Milwaukee, then St. Louis, then Cincinnati, then the Cubs, Pittsburgh, and then finally the Astros. In the West, Arizona is at the top, then San Francisco, then the Dodgers, Colorado, and San Diego. And the Yankees take on the Red Sox tonight, and the Mets are playing Philadelphia tonight at 7:10. And in college football, North Carolina is taking on Georgia Tech on ESPN, as in Portland State and TCU. Then at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, South Dakota is taking on Wisconsin. At 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Florida State is taking on Clemson. On 3:30 p.m., Arkansas is taking on Alabama. On 7 p.m., Vanderbilt is taking on South Carolina on ESPN2. Then San Diego State is taking on Michigan. West Minnesota is going against Illinois. And then Oklahoma State is going against Texas A&M on ABC. Virginia Tech is going against Marshall at on CBS on 3:30 p.m. Rice is going against Baylor at 7 p.m. On 7 p.m. on ESPN3, UTEP is taking on South Florida. And Florida is taking on Kentucky. Tulsa is taking on Boise State. LSU is taking on West Virginia. USC is taking on Arizona State. And Nebraska is taking on Wyoming. Missouri against Oklahoma, Oregon, and finally Oregon is going against Arizona. Some local sports shorts from the Hudson Register Star. The Catskill Central Sports School schedule. On Friday, cross country meet at Olana Historic Site versus Maple Hill, 4 p.m. Boys JV Varsity Soccer versus Hudson, 6 p.m. Run walk in memory of Jennifer L. O'Brien and Michael A. White, 5 to 7 p.m. Barbecue fundraiser. On Saturday, on 9 a.m., Zumba fundraiser with Wendy Castellano, silent art auction in memory of Michael Vaughn, 12 p.m. Boys JV, Varsity Soccer versus Maple Hill, 12 p.m. Girls Tennis versus Maple Hill, 12 p.m. Girls JV Volleyball versus Maple Hill, 1 p.m. Girls Varsity Volleyball versus Maple Hill, 7 p.m. Dance and Lock-In. Contact Marjorie Riley, Catskill Athletic Booster Club person at 321-9008 for more information. Luis P. Garofalo 5K in Scottville. The 20th Luis P. Garofalo 5K run and fun walk will take place in Scottville on Sunday. Registrations for the event begins at 10:30 at the Scottville Firehouse, and the race and fun walk begin at 11:30. Registration costs $12. Anyone seeking more information should contact race organizer Mary Garofalo at 828-2416. the Hudson Department of Youth Punt, Pass, and Kick. The 13th annual Punt, Pass, and Kick competition will take place on September 29th at the Greenport Town Park. Competition will begin at 5 p.m. This year, the event will be sponsored nationally by the NFL and coordinated by the Hudson Department of Youth. Ribbons will be awarded to the first, second, and third place winner. Birth certificates are required at the event for all participants. No football shoes, cleats, or turf shoes will be permitted. Only soft-soled sneakers will be allowed. Each participant will be allowed one punt, one pass, and one kick. Scores are determined on distance and accuracy for the three events, with winners determined by highest cumulative score. The Blue Hawk Blast 5K Run/Walk. The third annual Hudson High School Blue Hawk Blast 5K Run and Walk takes place on October 2nd at the high school, starting at 9:30 a.m. with Kids Mile at 9:15. Race fees are $15 for adults and $5 for kids 18 and under. First 100 entrants receive a Blue Hawk Blast t-shirt. Pre-registration is available online at www.hudsoncityschooldistrict.com or at the main office at the high school. Registration can also be done from 9 a.m. or on the day of the race. The SAA 20th Annual Golf Tournament and Dinner Gala. The 20th Annual Socrates Athletic Association's Captain and Crew Golf Tournament will be held October 2nd at the Rip Van Winkle Country Club in Palenville. On October 1st, there will be a dinner gala at 6 p.m. to celebrate the milestone year. While the government golf tournament is sold out, there are a limited number of tickets available for the gala, which can be attained along with further information from Greg Torvaus at gscsocrates@aol.com. The Teiru Dojo is accepting students. The Teiru Dojo Karate School, in which students are required to perform community service in exchange for their lessons, a minimum of 1 hour per week, is accepting students for the 2011 session. Beginner classes will be held on Monday evenings at the Ichabod Crane Primary School Gymnasium, State Farm Road, Volusia, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The classes run according to the ICC calendar. From the Hudson Register Star, the youth sports in Greenport, the Hudson Department of Youth Fall Soccer League played four games on Sunday at the Greenport Town Park, according to a release from the department's George Bednar. Results from Division 1 co-ed 7 to 8-year-olds. In the first game, Bageltine defeated St. Charles 7-0. In the second game, Galaxy defeated Hudson Teachers Association 3-2. Results from Division 2 co-ed 9 to 11-year-olds. In the first game, Hudson Police Benevolent Association defeated Investments in Youth 4-2. In the second game, Myers Tree Service defeated the Red Bulls 4-2. In college golf, Round Top, Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top was host to four hole-in-ones in the past 10 days, according to an email from club Peter Massaman. On September 13th, Alan Schwartz, a club guest, sank his first ace on the sixth hole from 172 yards. The following day, Tom Clapper, a club member from Socrates, nailed his first hole-in-one with a sand wedge from 100 yards on the 16th hole during the Men's League Championship. On September 16th, Paul Vanas, a club guest from Connecticut, nailed his first ace also on the 16th hole using a gap wedge from 100 yards. And on Sunday, Tim Connolly hit his 14th hole-in-one again on the 16th hole, a sandwich from 100 yards.
All right. Thanks so much for that sports report, Jack. When school was in session last year, we had folks emailing us in sports results. So you can, if you're out there and you want to email in your high school sports results, you can send it into news@wgxc.org, and we'll forward those to Jack. every Friday for the sports report on WGXC. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for that report. We'll be